Harold in Portadown. Morning, Harold.
Good morning, Stephen. What's the reason you can't register it?
Well, if we can't even squeeze it out of the department, the basic information as to confirming the as in confirming to the public that they have to do it, do you think they're going to actually tell us why?
No. I'd like to see you on the bike, Stephen.
How do you feel about this, Harold?
What? Well, I think it's a bit much like for people that want them, you know. And they're very handy, but goodness knows. It's just like everything else in this country. Up the spout.
John, morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, John.
Listen, that's just right. You're confusing the heck out of me. If you own an electric bike, you're required by the law to actually register it.
And the Department of Infrastructure are telling you that you must register it at the same time as knowing that you can't.
Right. There's a little problem there. Does that make it illegal to actually be in possession of one of these bikes?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
And remember, there is also the law on intent, so possession with intent to use.
I don't know.
Maybe you run out of fags at 9:30 on a Saturday night and the shop's a mile away or something like that and you can't drive. Do you take the electric bike? And you might have intent to take the electric bike. I'd have to go down and get the shop before it closes.
John, thank you. Hugh and Bangor. Morning, Hugh.
Hi, Jim, Stephen.
Go on, Hugh.
Stephen, I heard you saying about MOT, and so I rang the MOT yesterday to see about, and didn't urge to see about getting the big MOT. And the girl started to laugh. You know, she says to me first, oh, ring the other line for the guy. I says, no, it's a push bike with a battery in it. She says, pardon? She says, a push bike. She says, what are you talking about? I says, it's an electric push bike. You paddle it, and if you need help, you turn the throttle, gives you a bit of...
Yeah, and you've got one of these. You've got one of these bikes,
yeah,
right?
Yes, and she went and she got the manager, the deputy manager, and he came on. And he says, mate, are you serious here, mate? I said, did you not hear Steve Nolan? He says, no. He says, I never even heard of it. So he has the clue about it there, about MOT and rallying.
Well,
so what do you do?
Well, your story is a case in point as to what I'm talking about this morning. So while you've been running around trying to abide by the law, the Department of Infrastructure is sitting on information knowing that you cannot do that.
Yeah, that's right. So what do you do? You're a catch-22.
But why aren't they at least telling you?
I don't know. I haven't a clue, Stephen. I don't know about that bit, but I just find it hard. And if you can't rate it and you get 6 penalty points and you can't MOT it, you can't tax it, you can't register it, so what do? Throw it out.
You stop using it.
Well, that's got to do then. Yeah, because then you're going to get done. And you can't drive a car, you can't drive a motorbike because you've lost your licence. And at the same time, Stephen, see if you're saying you set a theory test this, and somebody says...
Yeah, that's right. You have to set a theory test
for a motorbike. So do I still have to do it again?
Well, there is information online about that now telling you the category of driving tests that you need to take.
Right. Okay.
But look, there is no point sitting that test at the minute,
yes,
because you cannot legally register your bike in Northern Ireland. Again. I keep on going back to this fundamental point. What type of department, what type of thinking allows a department to tell the public that they need to do something when they know it's impossible to do it in this country? Like, what is the thinking around that? Chris Little, you're an elected representative. Could you help us? These two fundamental questions. Why did the department not disclose this information? And two, how long have they known that it's impossible to register a bike in Northern Ireland? Could you see if you can find out, Chris? Because we've put the questions in this morning.
I certainly can, Stephen. I think the important point here is, though, that you shouldn't have to register an e-bike. You know, e-bikes assist people up to 15 miles per hour. So it's perhaps not a surprise that there is no mechanism placed to do so. This is a department that has clearly been caught out. You know, previous ministers that have been clearly caught out and that they have not extended regulations that obviously would remove all of this confusion and allow e-bikes to be actively promoted and freely used faced by many people before this was disclosed that they had not been.
And that's
extended.
A whole, and that is a whole story in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
And but at the point at which we got to Monday, when this show was on air, and we were making it clear that you needed to register these because that's what the department were telling us.
Well, I think that you have a department that is stating what is legally required of them, that you have to register this, but it's been a haphazard.
No, Chris, it goes beyond that. It goes beyond that.
When
we then, on behalf of the public, contact the department and point out to them that we believe it's impossible to register these things in Northern Ireland, the department don't release a press release. The department don't come to us and confirm it and say, well, look, yes, so therefore the public should know the following. They do nothing. They sit on it.
Unacceptable. I fully agree. And it's a farcical state of affairs that needs resolved as a matter of urgency.
Josh. Morning, Josh.
Morning.
Go ahead, Josh. By the way, with this statement in from the DVLA, we contacted the DVLA. That's the DVLA in Swansea, because that's where you now have to go to register. And the DVLA spokesman said, there is no requirement to register electrically assisted pedal cycles in England, Scotland and Wales. We are currently working with the Department for Infrastructure in Northern Ireland on this issue. And we went back to the DVLA again. And we said, look, this does not answer our question. And we put it to them the following. We said, your line suggests at present a person in Northern Ireland cannot register an e-bike with the DVLA. For clarity, is this correct? And the DVLA replied, we do not register electrically assisted pedal cycles. As previously advised, there's no requirement to register them in England, Scotland and Wales, and we are currently working with the Department for Infrastructure in Northern Ireland on this issue. So key line in this, listen to this, no point wasting your time and money ringing the DVLA. Quote, we do not register electrically assisted pedal cycles. I can sum it up like this. Nobody does. If you've got your e-bike, it is unregisterable. Josh. Morning, Josh.
Morning.
Go ahead.
Well, actually, I done the same thing yesterday myself, Stephen. I rung the DVLA and I was put on hold for 10 minutes because one girl came on her own and she didn't know what we were talking about. And then this fella came on and he says, that, look, all I can do is take your number and call you back because we're not sure what you're talking about. That's fine, and I'm still waiting on them. But I've been listening to all this here from you've brought it out, Stephen, from the start of the week.
From Monday.
You know, this year, I've been riding my bike constantly without fear of being stopped by the police because the whole thing is a farce. A, they can't give me license or points my license.
Well, you're breaking the law by doing that.
Be that as it may, but come here. If that's the case, I mean, this is more of a farce now than what it ever was, because you just said this morning that these boys are sitting on a piece of information and they're not telling the public about it. So,
correct.
So if they're sitting back, are they sitting back twiddling their fingers and laughing at people that, like myself, £2,200 I spent on a bike, and she's sitting now out in the garage collecting dust. Well, she's not now. She's sitting out the back getting wet. And I'm intending on going out there again now at 11 o'clock. So, you know, what I say is, look, if you can use your bike, go and use it.
Well, but you're then advocating, you cannot do that.
I have been doing it.
Well, you're breaking the law.
Stephen, I know I'm breaking the law, but come here. Look at everybody that's out there. I tell you who I feel sorry for the most. I seen a wee woman on the news at the start of the week with cancer, where all her friends and all the rest of it had raised £2,000 to go and buy her a bike.
Correct.
Because it's same as myself. I need to get out and about and, you know, to help lose weight and get. I'm in poor health at the moment, and I'm not, you know, so I need that bike. I'm literally would be housebound if until we waited. There's one of your listeners was saying earlier, this is Northern Ireland. This is a story that's not going to go away anytime soon, because them boys will sit and they'll be too busy talking about heat sources and like different languages, legislation and all that there. This is a way down at the bottom of their line to get sorted out. And in the meantime, one of the people that owns thousands and thousands of pounds worth of e-bikes in Northern Ireland doing in the meantime. That wee woman there, they've just took her they've took her independence away. They've took a lack of freedom away from her.
Well, now,
the wee girl, there's the wee doll from that's got the.
Yeah, she was on. She started her story started off on our program on Monday, I believe.
Yes, it did.
Like, now, the cancer patient. Now hold on, because we need to be fair. So the Department of Infrastructure, there needs to be devolution and therefore a minister.
Yeah.
For the law to be changed, and the Department of Infrastructure can't do that. What they could have done, Josh.
Yes.
Is they could have saved people like you and others from farcically ringing all of these different organisations trying to abide by the law when they were sitting on information knowing that you couldn't.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with you there. Definitely. Definitely. But why?
What do you say to them this morning? Because we're disclosing this information, they still haven't budged.
Yeah.
So what do you say to that department this morning?
Why, do you not think back to yourself, why are they not, why are they, right, there's bound to be, there has to be somebody from that department that's listening to this show. Because it is
Oh, listen, it'll be ringing around their department this morning.
So they'll say, look, you need to listen to the Nolan show, hear what they're saying, look, they're putting us on the spot here. Are they sitting... Now you're sitting thinking, what'll we say? Or,
well, we've already put the question in. Why have they not disclosed to the public their knowledge that it's impossible to register a bike in Northern Ireland?
Because they know they've messed up.
And how long have they known that for?
Well, how long was this? This here was supposed to be in law in Northern Ireland for the past 22 years, is it not?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Aye. So 22 years and it still hasn't been sorted. Well, that's Northern Ireland for you, right?
And then I can tell you that in 2016, last year, there was an executive summary where this was the Department of Environment at the time, I believe. And in that executive summary, this was a consultation process. Currently, they said, this is 16th of March 2016 in Northern Ireland, electrically assisted pedal cycles are in legislation classed as motor vehicles and are required to be registered, licensed and insured to be used in the roads. However, in Britain and Ireland, many of these vehicles are exempted, and so it goes on. In other words, the Department of Environment was discussing this 16th of March 2016, over a year ago. Ruth, morning, Ruth. Morning, Ruth.
Sorry, Stephen. Sorry.
Go ahead, Ruth.
Away from the phone. I am wondering if the police have actually arrested anybody yet.
Well, I haven't heard of any arrests, but the police have put out a public statement saying that they may very well slap you with 6 penalty points and a £1,000 fine.
Right. Okay. We'll go with that for a second. What happens if somebody who owns one of these yokes is not actually a driver of a vehicle, so they don't have a licence upon which to slap 3 penalty points?
I have no idea. This is a farce.
It is. It's crazy.
It's a complete and utter farce. What do you think people should do who have spent thousands of pounds in these banks?
Do you know something? There's enough militants in me to say, go on. Drive them, ride them, see what happens. It looks so stupid when it comes to court, it comes to court.
But I'll tell you what, we cannot advocate doing that. You should never break the law. But secondly, let's say you did do that and the police don't come after you, but unfortunately you're in an accident.
You're stuffed then.
I'll tell you what, you've been driving without insurance.
That's true, Stephen. I hadn't thought of that.
Thank you, Ruth. We're 25 minutes now into the programme this morning. Still, the Department of Infrastructure have not come clean. Are they prepared to confirm to the public of Northern Ireland that they know it is impossible to register e-bikes in Northern Ireland? Tell you what we'll do. We will pick up the phone now this morning to the Department of Infrastructure and ask them if they're going to come clean. And how long have they known this key piece of information for? Mark in Portadown. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Stephen. Go on.
Go ahead, Mark. What do you think of all of this?
Oh, it's farcical, but sure, it's nothing new for Northern Ireland. But I'll tell you, why don't you become the martyr for the cyclist? Get yourself one of these bikes. You phone the police and tell them where you are and let them come and try and give you a fixed penalty ticket. refuse the fixed penalty ticket and say you want the matter taken to court and get it all brought out in the court. That would force their hand for them.
Well, it's all been brought out now, isn't it?
Well, being brought out, it's only been brought out by yourself, but the Department of Infrastructure is saying absolutely nothing. So let's force their hand, bring them to the court and let them explain themselves there as to why you can't register your bike and stay within the law.
Are we on the phone to them? We're on the phone to them right now.
Oh, that'll be an interesting one if you get a reply, which you doubt very much.
Jan of Ballygowan. Morning, Jan.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I just never heard this last two or three days. I've never heard such a load of codswallop in my life. You see, the police opens their mouth and says whatever they like, and the people listen to them. Instead of everybody getting on their bikes and riding them, get on your bike and ride it. That's what I say.
No, that's breaking the law. That's breaking the law.
You get one, two, and ride it too, because you know why? It's 3.5 years since I have waited I sent for the police for a wee reason 3.5 years ago, and I'm still waiting on them coming to the gate. I'm indeed. And you see the speeders up and down this road.
Well, this is not the fault of the police. The police are there to enforce the law, Jan.
I want you to listen, Stephen. The speeders up and down this road, 80 and 90 mile an hour, and we've reported it time and again, and it doesn't make a difference. You never see them on the road. So how would you see them on the road to get catching somebody with an electric bike? If I had an electric bike, I would ride it. And I wouldn't did, because we're sitting up and start. They're sitting up there, and there's not a centre up there to rule the wrist or nothing else. They just get their money for nothing.
Well, there is listen. I'll say it again. There is a Stormont department which you are all paying for. Paying for that Stormont department.
You're right.
It's called
the
Department of Infrastructure.
You're right.
Despite the fact that you are all paying them. They have been sitting on this information, knowing that you are ringing around trying to abide by the law and wasting your time.
Doing what they should be doing. That's what they're doing. I say to anybody, get on your bike and ride it. And if I had a bike, I would be on it and I would be riding it. And I was thinking, indeed, maybe I've gotten one of those bikes, Stephen, to tell you the truth. I don't know where I could ride it or not, mind you, but if I was you, I'd go and get one immediately and get onto it.
The Department of Infrastructure have now, within the last few minutes, been in touch with the Nolan Show to say that they are working on our questions and they need to speak with officials.
Don't listen a word of it, because they're just talking a load of crap. That's all they're doing. A load of crap. That's my feelings about it, Stephen. I'll tell you now. All right.
Thanks, Jan. Morning to you, Peter in West Belfast. Peter.
Stephen, I was wondering.
There's a slightly bigger story in all of this, Peter. And the slightly bigger story is why, you know, and does this apply elsewhere in Northern Ireland, where it's the ordinary punter who is running around spending their money without being looked after by officials, without getting the information that central government has, without being told openly what to do. And it just struck me last night when I see all of these people contacting this show saying, Stephen, we're frantically trying to get our bikes insured. We are frantically trying to get these licenses because we need to use them. And meanwhile, I know that the Department of Infrastructure knows it's impossible to do it. And now they're running off this morning trying to get officials to get some line back to this programme. I would say to the Department of Infrastructure this morning, are you not prepared to be open with the public of Northern Ireland today and tell them what you already know? It is currently impossible to register an e-bike in Northern Ireland. Go ahead, Peter.
What I was wondering was, if the only qualification is that it has motorised assistance, what about all the mobility scooters that you don't need a pedal at all? They're completely motorised, the people. Do they need insurance and number plates and tax? No.
There's an exception in legislation for mobility scooters.
Can that exception not be extended?
Well, presumably that would take legislation to do so.
See, everything in this country, I mean, the taxi legislation, I mean, even in the town, the taxis happen to put signs on the roof when there's already a sign on the roof. I mean, the taxis in the town, the London Hackney cabs, are allowed to use the bus lane because they're wheelchair-friendly. The government now has changed the law that a Hackney cab cannot carry a wheelchair because the wheelchair is rear-facing. It's a joke. The whole thing is a mess.
We're coming back to the taxi story next week as well.
Well, you don't need
a license. I've got the info here for you. You don't need a license to drive a mobility scooter or a powered wheelchair. But you may have to register, it says here. That's interesting.
Does it have a logbook? How do you register a vehicle without a logbook?
I don't know. We'll look at that for you, actually. We will look at that. Billy and Cumber. Morning, Billy.
Morning.
Go ahead, Billy.
You know, a question, something that you actually said yourself, that Helfer's had all these regulations up in the wall.
Yeah.
Right. You just bought a new car.
Yeah.
We registered it.
The showroom.
Exactly. So why Helfer's not doing all this running around, registering the vehicles, getting your number plate? The only thing I need to do is to get insurance.
Well, now you've hit on a very interesting question, and I want to stress this morning, I do not know the answer to this. But another question,
I mean,
and you're...
If you buy a motorbike, it's. I mean, you go to a dealer, no matter what it is, all these petrol vehicles, diesel vehicles, they're all done by the dealer.
Yeah.
So Helfer should be the one who's doing the registration, doing you're all putting, the running around.
You're putting your finger on it, right? And this has been in my head for maybe the last 48 hours. And it's an open question, and we'll try to get this answered next week. Let's distance this from Halfords and talk about all the bike.
I was using Halfords.
Of course,
you said they have.
But let's distance.
Anybody who sells it should be doing the registration.
Well, let's distance this from Halfords and let's talk about all bike retailers throughout Northern Ireland. Here's the question. Strictly to the letter of the law, have they had a legal requirement when selling these bikes to have registered them? And what we will do this morning, because we have mentioned Halfords, we will get in touch with Halfords Press Office this morning, and we will ask them if it is their understanding or if they have looked into all of those bikes that they have sold, should they have registered them at the point of sale? And we will come back with an answer to that. John and Lisbeth, I can tell you now, every line into the building jammed on this. The amount of talkability around this story, because it's got lots of different angles. It's about for those people with bikes, but it's more than that. It's about a government department holding and sitting on information that they knew would be helpful to the public, and they did not release it. John and Lisburn, go ahead, John.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, is there any age limit? Like, you know, could a 12-year-old, 13-year-old get onto one of these bikes and ride them?
Yeah, you have to be 17.
Right.
To ride one of these e-bikes.
Right, I see.
So in other words, if you have to have a moped licence, then you have to be 17 to have one.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Morning to you. The Halfords story is a story in itself, by the way, in that last night we became aware that they've written to all of their customers in Northern Ireland. They've put the subject Halfords e-bike information urgent on it. And we will post this on our website. We'll post it on our Twitter feed as well. We'll do that right now. Give us 5 minutes and it'll be up. And they say, "Dear Halfords customer, we believe you're currently using an electric bike within Northern Ireland after recently purchasing one from a Halfords store. It's important that you're aware of how your legal responsibilities, as an electric bike user are different in Northern Ireland compared to the rest of the UK. Well, we will be going back to Halfords and ask them what their legal responsibilities were when they sold these. But essentially, the key part, in my view, of this email that have been sent now to all Halfords customers in Northern Ireland says this. They go through all the legal requirements. In other words, that you could be breaking the law if you're found riding without an approved helmet, found riding an unregistered and untaxed motorbike, receiving a fine, therefore, or points in your driving licence. And they say, until this can be resolved and you can fulfil the requirements, we suggest that you stop using your bike as an e-bike. So one of the leading retailers of e-bikes in Northern Ireland telling you to stop using your e-bike. In their opinion, remember, no direction from the Department of Infrastructure here around this. But in Halfords' opinion, they then say you could continue to use the bike as a standard push bike by removing the battery and using the bike without the battery in place. Often this is easily done using the key provided with your bike. Robert and Coleraine. Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. I've just phoned in there. I hear people phoning in there this last two or three days about mobility scooters. I have a mobility scooter which is taxed and insured for the road with indicators, horns, the whole thing, and I'm fed up listening to people saying, what about these boys running around mobility scooters? Now, my mobility scooter is taxed and insured from Swansea. I have a number plate for my scooter. My mobility scooter.
Right.
You're... So these people pull in and say, what are these boys running around in scooters? Mine's is taxed and insured from Swansea through mobility.
Okay. Well, Swansea will not, because they've told this program, they will not register e-bikes in Northern Ireland. They won't do it.
But this is a mobility scooter.
Yeah.
They tax and insure it.
Yeah.
So the people want to realise that they see somebody on the road with a mobility scooter. I'm fed up with people tooting horns at me, get off the road, you should be on the pad. I'm quite entitled to be on the road. I'm taxed and insured.
Robert, thank you. I accept that, sir. Thank you. Let's just hear the Department of Infrastructure, that information they've been sitting on. Let's just hear how they've told you what they've known, that you cannot register a bike in Northern Ireland, despite them publicly telling you that you should register your bike in Northern Ireland. Let's just hear. Oh, dear.